愿大家平安。
And peace to everyone.
我们下午继续来讲有关于哭的主题。
And so this afternoon we will have a topic about crying.
上午我们讲了先知的眼泪。
In the morning we talked about the tears of a prophet.
下午我们来讲讲你为什么哭。
And this afternoon we will talk about why do you cry.
我们首先看传道书。
Let us first look at Ecclesiastes.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
传道书第三章第四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 4。
三章的第四节。
Chapter 3 verse 4。
我们一起读。
Read together.
哭有时，笑有时，哀痛有时，跳舞有时。这里说哀痛有时。
And here it tells us there is a time to weep.
什么叫做哀痛呢？
What does it mean to weep?
就是很伤心啊。
This is when you're very sad.
啊，哭啊。
That you cry.
所以圣经说凡事都有定时。
And so this is why the Bible says there is a time for everything.
有欢笑的时候。
There is a time for laughter.
但是也有该哀哭的时候。
But also a time for weeping.
我们知道人出生就是用哭来开始的。
We know that when man is born, we start off by crying.
小 baby 一出生一定要哭。
That as a small baby, they have to, once they're born, they have to cry.
他们是哭着来到世界的。
They come crying into this world.
那人生的离开呢，也跟哭有关系。
And when we leave this world, we also cry.
自己可能知道快离开，也会哭。
When we know it's about our time to leave, we might cry.
啊，要不舍得亲人。
That we miss our dearest relatives.
啊，那身边的人可能也会哭。
And the people around us may also cry.
所以我们今天再来讲讲，到底你为什么哭。
So let us talk about why do we cry.
有一些理由是很自然的。
Some are very natural reasons.
本来就是那个时候应该要哭。
It's just that time when we cry.
有一些理由呢是不对的。
And some reasons are incorrect.
就是哭了，为一些不应该哭的事情，但是我们却为他哭了。
That we cry for things that we shouldn't be crying for.
第三种呢是应该要为这些事情来哭的。
And the third are things that we should be crying for.
就是跟属灵有关系的。
That is related to spirituality.
好，那么再来讲讲这三方面。
So let's look at these three angles.
第一方面呢，这很自然的。
So the first one is very natural.
每一个人都会有的。
Everyone has.
就是因为感情的受伤或者是亲人的离世而哭。
Because we are hurt emotionally, or we have a loved one who has passed away.
当你失去心爱的人的时候，
When we lose someone that we love,
很自然就会哭。
Then it is natural for us to cry.
我们来看传道书的第七章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
传道书第七章的第二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 2.
我们一起读。
Read together.
大声读。往朝上的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。圣经说，往朝上的家去，胜过往宴乐的家去。
So the Bible tells us it is better to go to a house of mourning than a house of feasting.
啊，宴乐的家就是有人结婚啊，生日啊，生小孩啊，满月啊，这种都是很高兴的场合。
House of feasting could be when somebody is getting married or after a birth or a birthday. These are all happy occasions.
那朝上的家呢，就是家里有人死了。
But a house of mourning is after someone has died.
无论是年纪很大，自然死的。
Whether it's someone of old age who died naturally,
或者是生病死的，
or someone who died of death of sickness,
或者是意外死，
or unnatural circumstances,
或者是在一些很不幸的情况发生死亡，
or that something very unfortunate had happened,
都是跟我们有关的身边的人。
All of these are dealing with our loved ones.
所以这个叫哀伤的家。
And these are the house of mourning.
我们去参加丧礼的时候，心里面都比较沉重。
When we go to a funeral, our hearts are heavy.
因为你知道，躺在棺材里面这个人，你不会在这个世界看得到他了。
Because we know this person lying there in the casket, we will never see them again.
就是去做一个道别。
And so we say our final goodbyes.
这个就是哀伤的时候。
And this is a time of mourning.
因为人是有感情的。
Because everyone has emotions.
主耶稣来到世上的时候，他也带着感情。
And when Jesus came on earth, he also brought these emotions.
虽然他是天上的真神。
Although he is our God in heaven.
但是来到世上，他都带着肉体。
But when he came on earth, he came as flesh.
那他也有感情。
And he had emotions.
所以他也会哭。
And so he cried as well.
因为他看到身边有人离开了。
Because he saw that someone had left.
还有了大家的情绪那么忧伤。
And everyone around was so sorrowful.
我们看马约翰福音的第十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
约翰福音十一章三十三节。
John chapter 11, verse 33.
我们大声读。
Let's read out loud.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭。就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。三十四节。
34。
便说：“你们把他安放在哪里呢？”他们回答说：“主啊，来看。”三十五节。
35。
耶稣哭了。三十五节是全本圣经最短的一节经简。
And verse 35 is the shortest verse in the entire Bible.
如果有人问你全世界全圣经最短的经节在哪里呢？就是在约翰十一章三十五节。
If somebody asks you what is the shortest verse in the entire Bible, it's verse 35.
在英文只有两个字，中文有四个字。
There's only two words.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
那为什么耶稣会哭呢？
Why did Jesus weep?
这个时候呢，有一个人叫拉撒路，他已经死了。
Because at this time, a person named Lazarus had passed away.
拉撒路有两个姐姐，就是马大还有玛利亚。
And Lazarus had two sisters, Martha and Mary.
这个家庭呢是主耶稣跟他们很亲近的，因为他们常接待主耶稣。
And this was a family that Jesus was very close to because they constantly hosted him.
他们常常招待耶稣还有门徒去吃饭。
They brought him and his disciples for supper.
招待耶稣还有门徒。
And took care of them.
人与人有交流就有感情啊。
And wherever there is interaction between mankind, there's emotion.
如果我们只是在教会见面，你好，每个礼拜都说你好，我好，大家好，就回家了，这个没有感情了。
If we only greet each other at church and say, oh, how are you doing? Then there's no feeling there.
对不对？你在一起同一个教会二十年都不会有感情。
You can be in the same church for 20 years and you won't have any emotions.
因为你只在教会见面，只在教会打招呼。
Because you only greet each other at church.
但是如果你要请我去你家里坐一下。
But if you invite me over to your house to sit.
吃个饭。
We have food, we eat together.
我也请你来家里坐一坐。
And I invite you over to my place, and we chat.
这个就是有感情。
This we then have a relationship.
所以为什么主耶稣跟马大、玛利亚还有拉撒路特别有感情
？And so why did Jesus have a special relationship with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus?
因为他们常常邀请耶稣去他们家里。
Because they constantly invited Jesus over to their house.
所以当拉撒路生病了，他们就去找耶稣。
And so when Lazarus became ill, they sought Jesus.
那耶稣呢？等了几天之后才过去。
And Jesus, he waited for a few days before going over.
没有马上过去。
He did not go right away.
为什么
？Why?
因为主耶稣要等拉撒路死了才过去。
Because Jesus wanted to wait till Lazarus died before going.
在人看来，耶稣好像不近人情，为什么不快一点来呢
？And in the perspective of man, it seems like Jesus has no feeling. Why didn't he hurry and go?
因为人的心里面都想说，生病的时候赶快来啊，医好他，他就不用死了。
Because from man's perspective, if he's sick, then hurry up and come, and then you can heal him, and he won't have to die.
那耶稣的想法不一样。
But Jesus' thinking is different.
主耶稣有他的计划。
Jesus has his plans.
我就等他死了，我再去叫他复活，这样更荣耀神。
I will wait until after he dies, then I will resurrect him, and this will bring greater glory to God.
所以对主耶稣来说，他早就因为他是神了，他已经知道什么时候要做什么事。
And so for Jesus, he is God. He already knows at what time he needs to do what.
但是他去到拉撒路的家里。
But when he went to the house of Lazarus,
看到这个拉撒路已经在躺在坟墓里面了。
And he saw Lazarus already in the tomb.
已经过了四天了。
And already passed 4 days.
过了四天，尸体都已经臭了。
And after 4 days, the body already stinks.
那也看到去到他们家里，看到哇，大家都在哭啊。
And when he went to their house, he saw everyone was crying.
他看到这个玛利亚也在哭
，That Mary was crying.
犹太人也在哭
，The Jews were crying.
结果主耶稣自己心里就很悲叹，又很忧愁啊。
And so Jesus had a very heavy heart, and he was sorrowful.
到底忧愁什么
？What was he sorrowful about？
圣经这里没有直接写
，The Bible did not say over here.
但是三十五节就说了，耶稣也哭了。
But in verse 35, it tells us Jesus wept.
很可能是主耶稣被当时这个大家的忧伤的情绪感染到了。
It could be that Jesus was touched by everybody's emotions at that time.
有时候哭会传染的。
Sometimes crying is very contagious.
有时候一个人哭另外一个人看到也会想哭，尤其是女生。
That when one person starts crying, another person will feel like crying, especially for females.
女生有时候看到电影很感动的时候，都会流眼泪。
For females, sometimes when we watch movies, we'll also start crying.
男人有时候都看到睡着了。
Sometimes for men, as they watch, they will fall asleep.
女人就哇，一直流眼泪。
But for females, they'll keep crying.
因为女人比较重感情，比较看重这种情绪。
Because females have a stronger sense of empathy.
她看到别人伤心，她自己也伤心。
So when they see someone else crying, they will also feel sad.
那主耶稣为什么这个时候哭呢？圣经没有直接讲。
The Bible did not say why Jesus started weeping.
但是这里说主耶稣是看见别人哭，他也哭了。
But it says here that he saw others crying and he wept.
别人哭，就是因为他们不知道他拉撒路就是已经不会回来，他们觉得拉撒路已经走了。
Others wept because they thought Lazarus had left, that he will never come back.
那主耶稣哭呢？主耶稣为什么哭呢？
Why did Jesus cry?
主耶稣其实知道自己等一下就会把拉撒路叫起来啊。
He knew that in a moment he will be calling Lazarus up.
所以应该不是为了想念拉撒路来哭的。
So it must not be because he was missing Lazarus.
那主耶稣为什么哭？
Why did Jesus cry?
很可能是因为哇，这个情绪啊，大家都在哭。
It could be because he was touched by everyone's weeping.
他觉得人其实还蛮苦的。
That he felt that the suffering of man is very great.
为什么？
Why?
因为人一辈子就是生出来也在哭。
Because man, they come into this world crying.
老化，身体就不好。
That as they age, their body fails.
啊，又生病，常常去医院，或者身体就是受苦。
They become sick, constantly having to go to the hospital, or they suffer.
有一些人生病很久啊，生不如死啊。
And some people, they are sick for so long that it's almost better if they die.
最后，生病生到最后还要死。
And all the way until at the very end, they still have to die.
哇，死了还要面对审判。
And after they die, they still have to face judgment.
人是不是很一辈子就是很痛苦？
So is a man's life not full of suffering?
那现在大家都在哭。
And now everyone is under toil.
可能也是被感染到了。
Is also crying, perhaps it's contagious.
同情人类的苦。
That we feel for other people's pain.
主耶稣啊，同情啊，主耶稣 empathize。
Jesus empathizes with our pain.
有可能是这样。
It could be for this.
当然有人说，可能主耶稣觉得说大家那么硬心，不信，为他们而哭。
Or it could be that Jesus feels, wow, how come everyone's heart is so hard that they don't believe?
所以无论如何，主耶稣在这个丧礼的场合，他也掉了眼泪了。
But no matter what, that in this funeral, Jesus also shed tears.
所以很自然的，今天如果我们身边有爱的人要离开，比我们先走一步，我们是会哭的。
So it's very natural when we lose a loved one, we will cry.
我记得我有印象当中小时候参加丧礼。
I remember as a child when I attended a funeral.
我11岁的时候，我的外公就过世了。
When I was 11, my grandpa died.
我跟我的外公还蛮亲的，他很疼我。
And I was quite close with my grandpa.
小时候我在他家里也住了几年。
That as a child, I lived in his house for a few years.
妈妈把我放在他们家，周末才接我走。
That my mom left me there at his house and only came to pick me up in the weekends.
所以跟外公外婆都蛮亲的。
So I was quite close to my grandparents.
我外公突然间就心脏病发，就离开世界。
And suddenly my grandpa had a heart attack and he left.
记得第一次参加丧礼流眼泪，就是在我外公的丧礼。
And I remember that the very first time I attended a funeral and shed tears was at my grandpa's funeral.
很想念他。
I really missed him.
因为他躺在棺材里面，以后我就看不到他了。
Because he was lying there on the casket and I will never see him again.
但是呢，参加丧礼的时候，传道人也用圣经告诉我们。
But at the funeral, the pastor also used the Bible to tell us.
不要哭得太伤心。
Do not weep too deeply.
因为在主里面，虽然我们离开了。
For in God, although we have departed,
但是有一天神还是让我们复活。
But one day, God will call us to resurrect,
把我们接到荣耀的天国。
To bring us back to a glorious heaven.
所以你现在为他哭。
And so you can cry for him now.
但是呢，哭一哭就好了，不要太绝望。
But only cry for a while, do not be too sorrowful.
不要太伤心。
Do not be too sad.
因为只要在主里面的。
Because as long as we are in Christ,
主耶稣都会，我们都会在主耶稣台前相见。
That we will once again meet before the Lord.
我们看启示录21章。
Let us look at Revelations chapter 21.
第三节。
Verse 3.
启示录21章第三节到第四节。
Revelations chapter 21, verse 3 to 4.
我们一起读。
We'll read together.
一二三。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。第四节，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪， 不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭考、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。这句话非常的安慰。
And this is a very comforting verse.
通常都会在丧礼上面宣读出来。
A lot of times we will read this during funerals.
啊，神要与我们同在。
God will be with us.
我们不会再有悲伤了。
That there will be no more pain.
啊，为什么？
Why?
因为旧的事已经过去了。
Because the old has passed away.
这个世界再美好也会过去。
That no matter how beautiful this world is, it will pass away.
比如说你的家庭很幸福、很美满，也是会过去的。
And you say your family is very blessed, it's very bountiful, it will pass.
因为你不会永远活着。
Because you will not live forever.
那你的家庭很痛苦啊，也是会过去。
And or your family is very painful, it too will pass.
因为人本来就是会过去。
Because man will pass away.
好了，我们的爱的人有一天被我们先走一步了。
Our loved ones might pass before us.
或者是你自己先走一步，也要留下他们。
Or we ourselves will pass first and we leave them behind.
哇，那离开的时候一定会流眼泪啊。
And when we leave, we will cry.
但是呢，这里说神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
But here it tells us he will wipe every tear from their eyes.
这里不是说基督徒不会有眼泪啊。
It's not saying that Christians will not weep.
我们可以流眼泪，也应该有眼泪。
That we could shed tears and we should.
啊，有人说了。哎呀，丧礼的时候了，不要哭，不要哭。
Some people will say at funeral, "Oh, don't cry, don't cry."
基督徒的话，丧礼不可以哭的。
That as a Christian, we can't cry.
哪有这样讲
？Who says this?
圣经哪有说不给哭
？Where in the Bible tells us we cannot weep?
好像在丧礼上面要表现得很开心才很正常。
As if at a funeral we should be happy.、
啊、是不是这样子？好像很喜乐。
That we should be joyful.
不一定啊，不要这样极端。
No, this is not something we need to force ourselves.、
啊、你爱的人走了，你想哭你就哭吧。
When our loved one passes, if we feel like crying, we should cry.
你不用装出很强大、很自然，或甚至笑嘻嘻的。
We don't have to pretend we're very strong and that we laugh.
你该哭的时候就要哭，哭出来。
That if we feel like crying, then we should cry it out.
但是哭完之后，神要擦去你的眼泪。
But after we cry, God will wipe every tear.
因为悲伤有时啊。
That there is a time for weeping.
你让他哭出来，情绪发泄一下。
You let cry it out.
不要不给人家哭。
That you should not not allow someone to cry.
但是哭也是要有节制。
But our weeping must have an end.、哦、
神，你要让神安慰，神擦去你的眼泪。
We have to let God comfort us to wipe away our tears.
将来你在神那边还会再见啊。
Because one day we will meet again in front of God.、
因为只要你是在基督里面的人。
As long as we are in Christ.
在宝座面前，我们都要再见面。
That in front of him we will once again meet.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
也上坐宝座的说：“看啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。”神会将一切都更新了。
God will make everything new.
这个世界慢慢会变旧。
This world will gradually grow old.
慢慢会变旧啊，因为有罪啊，有罪的影响啊。
It gradually grows old because it is affected by sin.
还有这个世界会被毁灭。
And it will be destroyed.
我们在坐在这边的人，有几个月的 baby， 也有七八十岁的老人家。
Sitting here, we have a few month old baby and also those in their 80s, 90s.
哦，我们每个年龄层都有啊。
Every decade we have.
但是你可以知道吗
？But you know.
七八十年之后，可能没有一个人在还在世上。
After another 70, 80 years, maybe nobody else is here.
100年之后，我们全部都不在世上。
After 100 years, none of us will be here.
如果主耶稣还没来，还有100年。
If Jesus has not come yet, there's another 100 years.
我们全部都埋在地底下面。
But all of us will be buried.
都会过去。
All of us will pass.
但是我们的灵魂是在要在神那边。
But our spirit will be in front of God.
所以最重要的是要得救。
So what is most important is we need to be saved.
不是追求这个世界的永恒，这个世界不会永恒的。
It is not to be blessed in this world because there is no blessing.
所以我们如果今天跟深爱的人在一起，我们要珍惜他。
There's no eternity on this world, and so if we are with our loved ones, we should cherish them.
可能是你的配偶。
It could be our spouse.
可比你的父母。
Maybe our parents.
你的儿女。
Our children.
我们在一起的时间不会永远的。
The time we have together will not be forever.
不是你先走。这是你爱的人要先走。
If it is not you who passes first, it is them.
那在的时候就珍惜彼此吧。
And so we just cherish each other while we have our time.
最大的目标是在天家要相见。
But our ultimate goal is to meet again in our heavenly home.
这就是我们基督徒的盼望。
And this is the hope as a Christian.
第二点。
Second point.
人为什么哭呢？
Why do people cry?
有些时候啊，是为了一些不好的东西来哭。
Sometimes it is for things that are not good.
不合理的。
Things that are unjust.
这不合理的东西是什么呢？
What are the things that make no sense?
为了你自己的情欲，为了你追求自己的满足而不合理的哀哭。
It is for our pursuit of our desires.
The lust,
For our lust.
我们看民数记第十一章。Numbers.
Let's look at Numbers.
十一章第十节。
Chapter 11, chapter 10.
民数记十一章第十节。
Numbers chapter 10.
我们一起读。
We'll read together.
一二三。摩西听见百姓各在各家的帐篷门口哀嚎，耶和华的怒气便大发作，摩西就不喜悦。民数记这里讲啊。
And so Numbers tells us.
摩西听到百姓个人在个人的家中帐篷门口呼嚎。
Moses heard the people of every family wailing.
这个呼嚎不是那种，用不是这种。
This wailing was not this quiet crying.
有些时候你很想哭又忍住又这种啊，这种就是英文叫什么？
Sniffling.
Sobbing?
So it's not this type of crying where you're trying to hold it in, but you can't help but cry a little bit.
这个哭呢，叫做哀，叫做呼嚎，哭嚎啊。
This crying is a wailing.
就是一边哭一边大叫。
Which means that you're crying and you're shouting at the same time.
通常就会发生在小孩子的身上。
A lot of times it will happen on kids.
比如说 baby 啊，哇，那眼泪一直流，哇，大声叫。
For example, for a baby, they're shedding tears and they're crying out loud.
有一次肚子饿的时候，哭很大声啊。
Sometimes when they're very hungry, they cry very loud.
哇，那个全家都听到。
And the whole household can hear it.
有时候呢，也会出现在这种几岁的小孩子身上。
And sometimes it'll happen on toddlers.
记得以前当我孩子很小的时候。
I remember when my children were small.
我们最喜欢的逛摸的时候呢，他们看到那个玩具反斗城，就说要进去一下。
And whenever we're in the mall, they'll see the toy store and they want to go in.
哇，我很不喜欢带他们进去。
And I hate bringing them in.
但是如果进去了出不来怎么办？
Because if we go in and what if we can't come out?
我每次都要买玩具出来怎么办？
What if we have to buy toys to come back out?
但是传道良很会教。
But my wife knows how to teach.
他跟小朋友说，等一下我们进去不买玩具哦。
She'll tell them if we're going
先煮好啊。
We're not buying anything.
同意了我们再进去，不同意我们就不进去。
We first have an agreement, otherwise you can't go in.
那我们可以进去玩一下。
We can go in to play a little bit.
玩好了，这样玩具就回他的家，我们不把它带回家。
But after we play, we have to return the toys back home. We cannot take them home.
那么三个都很乖，好好好，我们进去玩一下就好。
And all three of them will agree happily. Okay, let's go in.
他们进去玩了，很高兴啊，在那边啊，车在地上啊。
And they go in, they have a lot of fun, and they're rolling the cars on the floor.
玩个半个钟。
And after half an hour.
有时候想说怎么玩呢？玩具都没有拿出盒子来，还可以玩。
And I sometimes wonder how are they playing? Their toys are still in the boxes.
但是他们就很满足啊，说不用拿回家了，在这边过一下瘾就好。
But they're very happy that they can play there.
但是我看到有些小孩啊。
But I see some kids.
每次进去啊，都看到有一些很野蛮的小孩。
I sometimes see some very naughty kids.
会怎么办？
What do they do?
父母说走了，他不走。
They say, "Oh, it's time to go," and they don't want to leave.
哇，在地上打滚呢。
And then they roll on the floor.
表演翻跟斗啦，在地上滚，360度来转呢。
And it's almost like a performance. They're rolling on the ground 360, like acrobats.
哭很大声啊。
And they're crying really loud.
我们的孩子都看到我怎么会这样子。
And my kids will look at them. What's going on?
就说他们不乖啊，他们要一定要妈妈买玩具。
It's because they're naughty and they want their parents to buy them toys.
哇，很野蛮哦，在那边转哦。
And so they act up and they throw a tantrum there.
那其实有时候野蛮的孩子都是父母培养出来的。
And sometimes these are the result of the parents.
父母也都会劝他了，不要这样了。
The parents are saying, "Oh, you should not do this."
好了好了，买给你了，下次不要吵了。
Okay, fine, I'll buy it for you, and don't fuss next time.
对不对？下次再来，他就得到了。
But next time they will do the same.
所以一个人想要得到某一些东西的时候。
So when a person wants to get something.
中文有句话，一哭二闹三上吊。
And so there's a saying that first you cry and then you receive and then you do it again.
当你得不到东西的时候，在你身边的人你会演出很多的 drama。
That if you can't receive something, then you will act out a lot of drama.
这个小时候不是小朋友会大人也会
This is not just for kids. For adults, it's the same.
有一些人老了都会
And even when they're old.
你不听我，我就死了。
If you don't listen to me, I'll go and kill myself.
有没有听过有人这样讲？
Have you heard anyone say this?
譬如说有一些父母不喜欢孩子跟某人交往，你跟他交往，我就去死。
That, oh, if you, they might, some parents might see that their kids are with those they don't like, and so they'll say, if you're with them, then I'm leaving.
你不理我，我会死的。
That if you don't care for me, then I will die.
有一些人就用这种东西来情绪勒索。
And so for some, they will use these types of emotions for drama.
好像那种 kidnapping 这样 ，emotional kidnapping 啊。
They call it emotional kidnapping.
就是要生要死，什么都要生要死。
That everything they wail and they cry.
那你看他们现在为什么大声哭嚎呢
？So why are they wailing here?
他们不是没食物啊。
It's not that they don't have food.
他们有食物啊。
They have food.
他们吃什么食物
？What are they eating?
第七节啊。
For seven.
就是神给他们玛拿。
The manna.
第七节，我们读第七节。
We'll read verse seven together.
一二三。这玛拿仿佛元帅子，又好像珍珠。第八节，百姓周游行走，把玛拿收起来，用磨推或用臼搅，煮在锅中，又做成饼，滋味好像新油。第九节，夜间露水降下，营中玛拿也随着降下。这里他们有的吃啊
，so they had food to eat，
还是免费的
，and it was even free。
神没有给他们收一毛钱呢
，God did not charge them one cent。
还有这个玛拿也不难吃啊
，and this manna was not bad。
对，好像这个新油啊，味道好像有新油啊
，so it tastes like olive oil。
又很好吃的，又有点蜂蜜的味道啊
，a bit of with honey。
那又很营养
，and it was very nutritious。
这个玛拿不用说哇，只吃玛拿要配十种维他命。
You don't have to eat this manna and have 10 other supplements.
今天我们吃食物还有维他命不够，还要买一堆维他命，对不对
？Today the food we eat it's not nutritious enough, so we buy a bunch of supplements.
这个玛拿是神创造的超级食物。
This manna is a superfood that God created.
全世界没有一种食物你吃它就营养会足够，没有一种食物是这样。
There's no food like this that gives you all the nutrients you need.
这玛拿一种食物一样里面几十种、几百种的维他命、矿物质、纤维全部有。还有热量。
You eat manna and it has all the nutrients that you need, all the vitamins that you need.
我的 fiber 都有。
And all the fiber.
不会消化不良啊，不会大便不出来啊。
You can it will help you go.
对不对？哇，这个太好了。
And so it is too amazing.
更好的是，这是不太需要很麻烦的煮啊。
And even better is that it's not hard to cook.
你放在锅中也可以，做饼也可以。
You can
把它搅烂也可以，很好煮的。
You can put it in a pot. You can make cake. You can do anything with it.
当然应该直接塞嘴巴都可以了。
I'm sure you can even eat it raw.
也不会说拉肚子啊。
That there'd be no indigestion.
最好就是不用钱，对不对
？And best is that it was free.
好了，有那么好的东西。
So you have such a good thing.
是不是应该感谢神
？Should you not thank the Lord?
我不用上班，我都有的吃。
I don't need to work and I have food to eat.
只是去捡就有了。
I just pick it up.
哇，但是他们呢，不满足啊。
But they were not satisfied.
他们埋怨神。
They complained to God.
这个怎么吃啊？吃这个吃什么？这每天吃这个。
How can I eat this? How do I eat this every day?
早餐也这个
，breakfast。
午餐也这个
，lunch。
晚餐也这个
，dinner。All the same。
哇，我看到都烦了。
Look at this, and I'm sick of it。
我们有时候笑以色列百姓，但是都不要笑啊。
Sometimes we laugh at the Israelites, but we shouldn't laugh。
我们自己也是一样。
Because we're the same。
有一次以前我们读神学班的时候。
When I was preacher in training。
我们 TTP 的时候啊，那我们去到了有个地方啊。
We went to a place.
哇，有一个那个教会的很有爱心的，很会招待。
And that church had a lot of love. They really knew how to take care of us.
招待我们几个神学生了，还有讲员了。
And so they took care of our a few preachers in training.
有时候连续几天带我们出去吃东西。
And sometimes for a few days in a row, they bring us out to eat.
哇，记得有连续几天吃了好几天龙虾。
And I remember there was a few days where we had lobster every day.
每天到龙虾就流口水，对不对？我们埃蒙顿很少吃到龙虾，那么贵。
In Edmonton, you rarely have lobster. It's so expensive. So I'm sure as I talk about it, you're drooling.
你多久没有吃龙虾了
？How long have you? When was the last time you had lobster?
我在埃蒙顿也没吃过龙虾。
In Edmonton, I've never had lobster.
对不对？但是那几天天天吃龙虾。
But those few days, every day we had lobster.
哇，那我们那几个学生都在私底下都在念了，哎呀，要吃龙虾。
And after at the end, students were quietly complaining, "Oh no, not lobster again."
怎么又吃龙虾？有没有别的
？Oh no, is there anything else to eat?
连续吃了三天龙虾，你就想吃一个 包子或者是那个汤面就好了，对不对？
After 3 or 4 days of lobster, you just want something simple like a bowl of noodles.
但是天天吃面，你又说没有龙虾。
But if you have noodles every day, then you'll say, how come there's no lobster?
是不是我们人很麻烦？
Aren't we people so troublesome?
总是会抱怨。
We always complain.
你看以色列百姓，天天有吃玛拿，他们就不感谢神。
Look at the Israelites. Every day they're having manna and they no longer thank the Lord.
还不感谢神说我有免费的，谢谢你啊。
They know, don't thank him. Oh, we have something free.
又不用煮饭。
And I don't have to cook.
其实对妈妈来说最好不用煮饭，对不对？
I think for moms, this is the best blessing. You don't need to cook.
或者简单丢在锅里面煮一煮就有的吃了，不用什么炒啊、煎啊、煮啊，那个弄很久啊、
simple,
腌啊，那个什么一堆东西。
You throw in a pot and it is ready. You don't have to marinate it, cook it, cut it.
不用什么葱姜蒜啊。
Add
garlic. 酱油一大堆啊，那个丢进去就煮一煮就可以吃。
This you just throw it in and you can eat.
应该很感谢主啊。
So you should be very thankful.
省得麻烦。
Because it is God's trouble.
这是走旷野路最好的食物，因为省很多时间煮饭。
And this is the best part of the wilderness because God did the cooking for you.
这走旷野路是你生活要越简单越好。
In the wilderness, the simpler your life is, the better.
因为整天花七八个钟头在煮饭，那个时间都浪费掉了。
If you spend 7 or 8 hours cooking, then all your time is gone.
那煮饭的时候就不能走路啊。
And when you're cooking, you can't walk.
所以神的设计就是在最短的时间之内。让你最简单的解决吃饭的问题。
And so in God's design, He gave you the simplest way to resolve your needs.
让你可以好好走这条旷野路。
So that you can walk this path of wilderness.
尽快把它走完。
Walk it to finish it quickly.
这就是神要我们过简单的生活。
And this is why God wants us to live a simple life.
不要有太多的欲望。
Not to have too many lusts.
但是当时的百姓就有很多的欲望。
But at the time, the Israelites had a lot of desires.
他们有什么欲望啊？
What type of desires did they have?
他们就想起啊，我们在埃及地啊吃什么啊？
They thought about what they ate in the land of Egypt.
啊，有葱啊，葱啊，姜啊，蒜啊。
That there was leeks and onions.
啊，有鱼啊。
There's fish.
有肉啊。
And meat.
哇，我们现在什么都没有。
And now we have nothing.
所以他们就哭了。
And so they wailed.
所以不是没得吃，而是埋怨、抱怨的哭啊。
So it was not because they had nothing to eat, but it was wailing because they were complaining.
这个哭对吗？
Is this crying correct?
这个哭啊，神很生气。
This crying made God very angry.
所以有时候我们想想看，我们的欲望是不是太多啊？
So sometimes we need to think, do we have too many desires?
抱怨，哎呀，神都不祝福我。
And we complain, oh, God is not blessing me.
哎，你看那些没信神的人比我还有钱。
Look, those people don't believe and they have more money than I do.
我生活还那么紧张。
I'm living so tightly.
我什么都没有。
I don't have anything.
其实你不是没有，而是你没感恩。
In fact, it's not that you don't have anything, it's that you don't know how to give thanks.
神让你生活过得去，让你追求信仰。
God wants you to be able to live your life and to pursue your faith.
感谢，有玛拿，感谢。
So you have manna, give thanks.
够了，够了，感谢，有的吃可以了。
It is enough, I have something to eat, this is enough.
但是他们呢，大声啊，为没有的得到的欲望而大哭。
And we should not be crying and wailing for our desires.
啊，所以我们想想看，是不是我们今天，哦，没有这个，没有那个，抱怨，埋怨神。
So let us consider, are we complaining, are we wailing over things that we don't have?
啊，如果我们的欲望那么大，
if our desires are so great,
那很可能你真的会哭哦。
Then maybe you will wail.
因为你常常想要发达。
Because you want to be prosperous.
我们看 get richer, you want to get richer.
You want to be rich.
我们看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章第九节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9.
六章第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
我们一起读。
Read together.
一二三。那但那些想要发财的人，就现在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。第十节。
10.
贪财是万恶之根。有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。你看呢、啊？如果你欲望很大，一直想要发财。
And so if you have many great desires and you want to become rich,
你会哭啊。
Then you will cry.
你到最后真的是哭了，因为什么都没有了。
And in the end, you will truly cry because you lose everything.
你会被迷惑了。
That you will be deceived.
什么叫迷惑？
What does it mean?
因为你想发达。
Because you want to be rich.
当然，我们每个人都想生活过得好一点。
Of course, all of us want to live a better life.
但是要增加财富，要慢慢的累积，努力的工作，而不是一天就致富了。
But to grow rich, we have to work hard every day and add to it slowly. We cannot get rich at once.
如果你很想说没有付出什么，但是就变得很有钱。
If you're hoping that you don't have to give out much and become rich.
啊，在家里看看电脑，按几个按钮就变得很有钱。
That oh, you can just surf on the net and after a few clicks, you can become rich.
啊，炒炒股票，短买短卖就变得很有钱。
That you can play the stock market and in a short time, you can become rich.
每天看上下去卖。
That every day you look at when it's high and low and you buy and sell.
啊，或者是买那些很风险很高的那种炒卖。
Or you buy investments that have great interest.
Great high risk.
That are high risk.
啊，比如说像 crypto 啊，那些叫虚拟货币啊。
For example, like crypto or bitcoins.
哇，一下就看人家涨那么多，哎呦 ，fear of FOMO 啊 ，fear of missing out 啊，英文叫做。
Or if you have
FOMO 啊
，if you see that suddenly this stock prices went up and you have FOMO.
啊，大家买了 bitcoin 啊，涨那么多，我都没有买。
Everyone bought Bitcoin and it grew so much and I didn't buy any.
哇，好了，你投进去了。
And so you put your money in.
有一些人真的是这样子哦，很辛苦的钱，赚到很辛苦的钱投进去。
And some people truly are like this, the money that, their hard-earned money, they put it in.
看到别人涨，自己没有买，好笨哦。
They saw that others put it in and it went up and they felt really stupid.
啊，我也跑进去，我要早点退休了，以后我赚了大钱，我可以很早退休了。
And so I will do the same and I throw it in and then I can retire early.
结果你买了之后，每次都是这样啊，别人赚了钱，你进去你就跌。
But it's always like this, that after other people make money, if you put your money in, you will lose.
你真的是哭了那时候。
And then you will truly cry.
有啊，真的有弟兄姐妹。
And truly some brothers and sisters are like this.
有一些还把自己的老本退休金在玩这种东西，也没有了。
And some even put in their retirement savings to play these things.
有一些呢，把自己要结婚的，或者是以后要买房子的钱都投进去，也没有了。
Or they put in their dowry or their savings for a house. And they lose it all.
这里说啊，你贪啊，你很想很快要得到钱财。
And here it says that they fall into the trap that they were greedy for riches.
就被骗了。
And so they were deceived.
被网罗网住了。
And they were trapped.
啊，因为你很想，你不满意现在有的。
Because you aren't satisfied with what you have.
啊，就好像以色列百姓。
Just like the Israelites.
不满意玛纳。
That they're not satisfied with manna.
不满意这个简单的生活。
That they're not satisfied with the simple life.
他们想要那个刺激的。
They want something new.
说实在，他们可以求，但是不要哭。
Sure, we can ask for it, but we shouldn't cry for it.
不要跟神抱怨。
We shouldn't complain to God.
啊，但是他们因为这样哭，所以他们后来真的哭了。
But because they were wailing like this, in the end, they truly cried.
他们怎么哭呢
？How did they cry?
因为神刑罚他们呢。
Because God disciplined them.
用瘟疫来击打他们呢。
That He used a plague to attack them.
所以他们真的哭了。
And so then they truly wept.
所以我们不要学这种无理的哭闹。
So let us not wail for the wrong reasons.
我们要以敬虔加上自主的心。
That we have to have righteousness and reverence.
还有呢，世人呢，在以后也会在一起哭啊。
Also, in the end times, we will all cry.
The people in the world.
The people in the world will.
他们哭什么呢
？What do they cry?
我们看启示录第十八章。
Let's look at Revelations.
启示录十八章十一节。
Revelations chapter 18.
从第十节开始哈。
First 10.
第十节，十八章第十节。
Revelation chapter 18, verse 10.
一起读，一二三。因怕他的痛苦，就远远地站着说：“哀哉，哀哉，巴比伦大城，坚固的城啊！一时之间，你的刑罚就来到了。”十一节。
11.
地上的客商也都为他哭泣悲哀，因为没有人再买他们的货物了。这里是一个圣经的预言。
And so this is a prophecy.
预言什么
？What's it prophesy?
大巴比伦倾倒了。
That the great city of Babylon will fall.
那个大巴比伦是指什么
？What does Babylon represent?
这是罪恶的世界。
This wicked world.
这个罪恶的世界看起来很繁华。
This wicked world seems like it's very prosperous.
你去商业中心看到那些哇大财团。
That you go to the city center and you see the great buildings.
啊，还有呢，你去 mall 里面看到这些名店。
Or you go into the mall and you see the brand name stores.
前几天我在 West Edmonton West Mall 啊。
A few days ago, I was in West Ed.
我最喜欢去大统华买一些 吃个牛肉面10.99，全埃蒙顿最便宜的牛肉面。啊，不好意思，帮他卖广告。
啊，I love
不要想了。
I love going to TNT and getting a bowl of noodles. They have the cheapest noodles there. Not that I'm advertising.
但是很奇怪，要去大统华，我一定要逼我走过那个 LV 啦，还有 Rolex 啦，啊，什么 Gucci 啊。
And,
对不对？很奇怪哦。
It's funny that on my way just to go to the grocery store, I have to go by
不是 buy 了，这是 pass by 而已。
I have to pass by all the brand name stores.
没有钱 buy 啊。
Rolex, Gucci.
啊，所以本来要去吃个买一波冲的，但是都看到那个劳力士手表就在那边。
So, I just want to go buy some onions, and I see all the Rolex watches.
哇 ，OK。那个射灯打着那个劳力士手表亮晶晶啊。
And how it's displayed, it's just sparkling and shiny.
哦，要看到对面要卖那个几千块一个包包的店啊。
And I see next door they have the brand name purses for a few thousand dollars.
啊，那个劳力士都没有写价钱的。诶，为什么都不写价钱的呢？
Doesn't list the price.
要你进去问啊，可能啊。
You have to go in to find out.
啊，那看到里面有人在买。
And I see inside some people buying.
啊，大家都有这种想法，哇，这里面能够，我们这种普通的穿得破破的也不敢进去，对不对？我们去买菜都穿得破破的嘛。
For us who are dressed so casually, just going for shopping, we don't dare to go in.
我觉得埃蒙顿蛮好的，我们大家都穿得很普通啊。
I feel it's pretty good in Edmonton. Most of us dress fairly casually.
对不对？我们都是很平常的人啊。
Very casual and very normal.
啊，但是你看里面进去里面的人都是穿得很高级的。
But you can see that those inside that they're very high class.
哇，要买那些东西。
And what they buy.
但是会有一天哦。
But one day.
圣经说啊，整个世界就是大巴比伦。
The Bible tells us this whole world, this great Babylon.
这个大巴比伦，大城坚固的城门啊。
This great city, O Babylon.
这个世界呢，我们看第九节。
We'll look at verse 9.
地上一起读。地上的君王素来与他行淫，一同奢华，看见他烧的烟，咒必为他哀哭。这个世界有两个特色。
So this earth has two characteristics.
第一个就是行淫。
One is that they commit adultery.
这是很多罪。
A lot of sin.
表面越漂亮，里面越多污秽的东西。
That the prettier their appearance is, the dirtier they are inside.
不是说用好的，或者是有钱有什么错。
It's not saying that, oh, to have something good or to be wealthy is wrong.
但是如果没有神,
But without God,
你没有敬畏神的心,
if you don't have a heart of revering the Lord,
你拥有了越多, 其实里面就越烂,
then the more you have, the more corrupt you are inside.
不要以为那些上流社会啊, 富有的人啊, 穿得很漂亮啊, 很高贵啊。
Do not think that those in high power who dress nicely,
他们里面的心啊, 还比不上一个睡在街上的。
That inside their heart, it can't even compare to a homeless.
我们不要轻看那些睡在街上。
We should not look down on those who are sleeping on the street.
他们那些有时候还比那些有钱的人还更善良。
Some of them have a better heart than those in high power.
只是他们遇到困难，没有比较不幸而已。
It's just that in their difficulties they came into trial.
那些在上面的富贵的行淫呢？
But those who are in high power, they have become corrupt.
Adultery.
They have committed adultery.
再来第二个特色就是奢华。
That share luxuries.
是什么叫奢华？
So what does it mean by luxuries?
啊，一件衣服几十块就可以解决了嘛。
That for a shirt you can solve it with a $10-$20.
对不对？我们去沃尔玛啊，去什么啊 ，Costco 啊，简单啊，几十块可以买件衣服，可以穿几年啊。
And you can shop really simply. Go to Walmart or Costco, get a shirt.
但是人就是把它弄奢华了。
And it lasts for a few, quite a few years.
放一个牌子进去，卖了几千块。
Mankind, they will always try to upgrade it, put a brand name, and sell it for a few thousand.
哇，又有人买哦！因为买了之后就觉得自己很不一样。哇，我穿这个跟别人不一样。
And some people, they'll truly buy it. They'll think, "Oh, I'm wearing this. I feel different from others."
几千块美金，每几千块拿到非洲。可以好几个人读书一年呢。
With this money, this few thousand dollars, you can take it to Africa, and some people can study for a few years.
一个包包几百块就好了嘛，已经很好了。
That if you buy a purse for $100, it's already really good.
为什么要用几万块买一个名牌的包包
？Why do you need to spend a few thousand dollars to buy a brand name？
或是20,000-30,000。
Or $20,000-$30,000.
几万块拿去非洲可以盖一个教堂了。
For $20,000-$30,000, you can take it to Africa and build a whole chapel.
可以喂饱多少人呢
？How many people can you feed？
但是这个世界的人不管。
But this people and this world, they don't care.
我有钱，我这是用来奢华自己的。
I have money, so I will spend it on luxuries for myself.
这个世界就是这样。
This is the world today.
所以现在全世界最有钱的人。
So the people who are the richest in this world.
啊， 除了是卖客机的，就是卖奢侈品的。Is a luxury brand seller.
Other than those buying, selling necessities,
technology.
Other than those selling technology, it is those selling luxuries.
你可以想象吗？卖奢侈品的可以卖到全世界首富或者第二、第三位。
Can you imagine that buying, selling these luxuries, you can become the second or third richest in the world?
就是包包、衣服那些而已哦。
It's just clothes or bags.
因为这个世界爱奢华。
Because this world, they love their luxuries.
所以卖奢华的人赚最多钱。
And so those who sell luxuries, they earn the most.
但是这个奢华的、淫乱的又奢华的世界。
But this adulterous and luxurious world.
神的时间到了。
God's time will come.
要审判他。
To judge them.
这个就大巴比伦要倾倒了。
And this is when the great Babylon will fall.
大巴比伦在历史上它曾经倾倒了。
In history, the great Babylon has once fallen.
它曾经是世界的 superpower.
They were once upon a time the superpower.
没有人觉得它会倒下去。
Nobody thought that they would fall.
这个它一天一夜之间。
But within one day, one night.
波斯帝国把它消灭掉了。
The
Persian Empire.
The Persian Empire came and burned them down.
那这个第十节所说的坚固的城在一时之间你的刑罚就来到了。
And here it says that in one hour your doom has come.
整个世界。
The whole world.
淫乱、奢华、奢华。
All the adultery and the wickedness.
奢华就是 indulgence 的。
And all the indulgences.
啊，神要审判他。
God will judge.
一时之间他就会败亡。
And in one hour, it will fall.
这个很快啊，很快会来的。
So this will come very quickly.
所以我们要预备。
So we must be prepared.
不要把这个心放在世界上面。
Do not put your heart in this world.
本来最近这几个月，哇，世界上的股票啦，虚拟货币啊，都在大涨。
This last few months, all of the stocks, all of the economy has been growing.
大家都想赚更多的钱。
Everyone wants to earn more.
结果前几天，伊朗攻击以色列。
But a few days ago, Iran attacked Israel.
以色列要反击。
And Israel wants to retaliate.
哇，整个股票市场大跌。
And the whole stock market fell again.
可能开始要更大的跌。
And it might have a greater fall.
大家都害怕了。
Everyone's afraid.
哇，一天之内没有发生什么事，但是这钱就不见了。
In one day, not much has happened, but all the money has disappeared.
哇，很多人都哭了。
And many people cried.
但是未来还会哭得更惨。
But in the future, these tears will be greater.
如果我们的心是放在金银财宝上面，
If our heart is put on gold and wealth,
我们看第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
十四节。
14.
一二三，巴比伦啊，你所贪爱的果子离开你了，你一切的珍馐美味、华美的物件也从你中间毁灭，却不再见了。第十五节。
15.
贩卖这些货物，借着他发了财的商客，因怕他的痛苦，就远远地站着，哭泣悲哀，说：十六节，哀哉，哀哉，这大城啊，素常穿着细麻、紫色、素红色的衣服，又用金子、宝石和珍珠为装饰。一时，十七节，一时之间，这么大的富贵就归于无有了。我们读到这里哈，一时之间就归于无有了。
In one hour, such great wealth has been brought to ruin.
如果你没有神，
if you do not have God,
没有天国的盼望，
if you don't have the hope of heaven,
当世界末日来到，
when the end times come,
就会跟随所有的世界的人在哀哭了。
Then you will follow the world and wail.
但是如果你抓住神，
but if you grab hold of God,
这个世界的东西过去，
then when this world passes,
我们是盼望新地新天新地来到啊。
Then we have this hope of this new earth.
就不用哭了。
Then we no longer cry.
反而是喜乐的等待救主的来到。
In fact, we will be waiting in jubilation.
所以你为什么哭？
So why do we cry?
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.